الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إخبارا عن ربه تبارك وتعالى وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها وإن سألني أعطيته ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لسيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه يا أنس إنك إن قدرت أن تصبح أو تمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل وذلك من سنتي ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. My dear respected elders, ulama, beloved brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some 2.5 months back, we would have recalled the Imam reading the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, bless us in Rajab, bless us in Sha'ban. Ya Allah, you take us to Ramadan. What was the Nabi of Allah teaching us? That number one is you need to prepare yourself psychologically. And secondly is that I myself express my desire to be physically alive in the month of in the coming month of Ramadan. So وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan. So this will remain as a ta'lim and as a teaching for the entire ummah right till Qiyamah. And then close on to the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, you keep us hearty and healthy and hale for the month of Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا Let Ramadan receive us the same way. And وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا And oh Allah, you accept, Ya Allah, out of your benevolence from your side, whatever we do. On the last day preceding this momentous month, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood up and he delivered a lengthy sermon. And he mentioned certain things regarding this month. My brothers, as quickly as it came, first Ashara is over, then we pass the half mark, and now we are close on 2/3. Then my brothers, before we know it, we will be bidding farewell to this great gift. How many were with us last year Ramadan? Today they are no more here. How many of us will be here the following Ramadan? This, my brothers, you know, it has become, you know, so it has become common talk. We say, how many of us won't be here? Wallah, my brothers, I'm saying it, you know, with feeling that really we don't know whether we'll be here the next Ramadan. May Allah make this the Ramadan of our life. May Allah make this a Ramadan of taqwa. May Allah make this a Ramadan of hidayat. May Allah illuminate our hearts. May Allah make this a life of change, of improvement, of advance in our life, that we become better Muslims. And the purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has ordained this great month is for us to establish our relationship with Him. This is what all the mashru'at are for. These things which are ordained by Allah, this is why they are ordained. Naturally, my brothers, to facilitate this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has locked up the shayateen. Suffidati shayateen wa maradatul jinn. Allah has made it possible, Allah has made it easier for a person to acquire this quality of taqwa. So now, my brothers, alhamdulillah, we make dua, may Allah ta'ala accept however much has been done. May Allah show it to us in our book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Allahumma arinahu fi mizanil hasanati yawm al-qiyamah. We should be crying all the time that, oh Allah, accept whatever little we have done. And whatever remains, let's go all out, my brothers. We have to max it out. We have to go all out that we have to achieve to the fullest. We know, my brothers, that the Rasul of Allah, as I mentioned, he made bayan, he explained to us the value of the month. And then there was a steady pace that he maintained from the beginning. But come the last 10 days, my brothers, then he really, really put his foot down. إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرِ. When the last 10 days came, the Prophet of Allah, أَيْقَظَ أَهْلَ. He himself would remain awake, and he would wake up the family members. وَجَدَّ. Would really, really exert himself. And وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cut himself off from many permissible activities. Shaddul mi'zar actually means that to cut oneself off from having any kind of relations. But the extended meaning can mean that all permissible activities, even things like eating and so on, permissible chat, to cut that out. That's why if we have to see in the lives of the predecessors, many of them would stay awake in the last 10 nights, all the nights right till Eid. So, the situation is different for each person, my brothers. But the point I'm making is that it's time for us to put our foot more on the pedal. However much we can cut our time in the dunya, we reduce our time. And my brothers, situation permitting, everybody's situation is different. But even in our workplace where we are working, let's try, my brothers, to push. Push hard for akhirat. Push hard to establish our relationship with Allah. Push hard to complete this a'mal. My brothers, the bedrock of our deen comprises of four actions. I just want to touch on some of them. And, my brothers, the hadith al-Qudsi which I recited in the beginning, it is a hadith, but it's actually the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all academic jargon, hadith al-Qudsi. But nonetheless, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he states that, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. My slave continuously gains proximity to me through the nawafil. What is nawafil? Nawafil refers to the additional observances. That which is extra. So Allah has not made it compulsory upon us. A person doesn't have to read tahajjud per se. He doesn't have to read ishraq. A person doesn't have to read the salah at mid-morning. A person, there's many things a person doesn't have to compulsorily or mandatorily do. But optionally, yes. Now let's understand it in the context of this hadith. Where Allah is saying, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. Through the nawafil, a person will constantly gain the proximity of Allah until Allah says, حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. Until I love such a person. So imagine the relationship and the bond of love is established between us and Mawla. And then Allah says further, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ. When I love my slave, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. I become his I become his ears with which he hears. This is the literal translation. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ. I become his eyes with which he sees. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. I become his hands with which he clasps. Now, it's common knowledge, brothers, we can't take this in a literal sense. We have to take it in a figurative sense. What does it mean? It means that Allah has become yours. Allah has become yours. And further Allah says, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُ. After you applied yourself and you exerted yourself in the nawafil, you ask me, you raise your hands, you beg of me, you beseech me, I will respond to your call. What does Allah say? The entire, you know, the passage of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala speaks about fasting. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. A little further in that passage, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my slave asks regarding me, tell him that I am very, very close. I am close. Here also, Allah is close to responding to your call. أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةِ. The single supplication that you make, the single supplication. And here Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is Allahu Akbar, it's a Friday today. We know in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about Sa'atul Ijabah, the moment, the special moment of acceptance. There's many opinions regarding this, but some of the, I'll just quote to you, the strongest opinions is when the khutbah is taking place. For a person to make dua from his heart. And the second is after Asr Salah on a Friday. Now my brothers, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the fasting person at the time of iftar, his duas are accepted. Dua in the last part of the night, duas are accepted. Person is fasting. Now here Allah is saying, ujibu da'wa, just your one supplication. The one supplication that you make, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. So coming back to the hadith al-Qudsi, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُ. Ask of me. When my slave, after applying himself, will ask of me, أَعْطَيْتُهُ, I will bestow him. And وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّ. If he will seek protection, he will seek refuge or deliverance from anything, any condition, any situation, I will protect him. I will deliver him. This is it, my brothers. So look, my brothers. Salah Allah has made compulsory upon us. We know that there's 5 daily. This 5 is non-negotiable. I know, my brothers, that sometimes insan falters, but we have to ask ourselves that, what does Allah want from us? So whether we're tired, not tired, whether we had a sleepless night, whether it was hot or cold or the child was sick. But it can never happen between me and Allah. It can never happen that the sun comes up and I didn't break my sleep for the pleasure of Allah. That can't happen. So 5 daily, my brothers, no matter where we are, in whatever condition we are. Allah has made it easy. There are so many bosses who say, you know, Mawlana, we made it easy for the staff. We're giving them extra time in the lunch break. We got a wuzu khana. We got a fully fledged musalla. But the staff are not coming. So 5, my brothers, wallah, this is non-negotiable. This is the key to Jannah. And remember, my brothers, that salah is such a powerful amal. Such a powerful amal. That it will give a person impetus in his entire deeni affairs. When salah is in order, my brothers, wallah, it will impact on everything else. On a person's character, on a person's social interaction, on a person's financial dealings, on a person's character. It will impact on everything. This is salah. So 5 daily, wherever we are, whatever condition. Those of us, my brothers, who are reading 5, now coming back to the discussion of nawafil, when are we going to take it on another level? When are we going to take it on another level? Am I reading Ishraq Salah every day? At the time of mid-morning? With every Salah? Maybe 2 rakats or 4 rakats. My brothers, Maghrib is at the end of the day. People are tired. But my brothers, a person read 3, he read his 2 sunnah. If a person just adds another 2 and another 2. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is like that soldier. Kal mu'aqqibi ghazwa ba'da ghazwa. He is going in jihad, in religious war, coming and going, coming, going, coming, going. Constantly this person is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving, fighting for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ready to lay down his life. You can't manage 4 than 2. After Isha Salah. Allahu Akbar. You know my brothers, Ayyud Du'ai Asma. So we spoke a little bit about Salah. Then we speak about Dua, my brothers. This is a month of Dua. Take it, you know, if you want to remember anything from today amongst the many things, take it from me as an indictment upon yourself. That we came over here, we read Salah, but I didn't raise my hands and ask of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, do you know which dua is most accepted? Ayyud dua asma? Qala dubura salawatil maktubat. The salah which you make after your fard salah. Wallahi al-azim, my brothers, we are reading salah and we are standing up, we're turning around. We never raised our hand and spoke to Allah, we're losing out. And every time we stand up without raising our hands and talking to Allah, we are losing out. Even if, my brothers, you know, you're in a serious rush, raise your hands, say, Ya Allah, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhabannar. Ya Allah, grant me the best of the dunya and the best of akhirah. It will take me too long to start elucidating on the best of dunya and best of akhirah. But Sahaba Ikram told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you have taught us so many supplications, we can't remember them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this one is Jami'ud Dua. This is the concise dua. This is the comprehensive dua. This is the all-inclusive. Ya Allah, grant me the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. After every single salah, take out a few moments. And my brothers, you will find that as time goes, as the days go, from 1 minute to 2 minutes to 4 minutes to 6 minutes to 7 minutes, wallahi al-azim, my brothers, there will be time when you will feel your heart linked to Allah. These are moments of intimacy. You will feel close to Allah. And this is the purpose of my life, my brothers. Is there any other purpose in our life other than this? But if we're not going to make it a point, my brothers, and make that sacrifice and sit for a few moments to take out the time to talk to Allah, that every time, my brothers, we stand up and we turn around, we are losing out. What did the poet say in Arabic? لا تسألن بني آدم حاجته. Oh, Banu Adam, never ever put your needs in front of Banu Adam. La tas'alanna bani Adam hajatu. Because even if he is your best friend, or even if he is your brother or your father, he'll give you and give you and give you. One day he'll say, you know what, now you're overdoing it. But with regards to Allah, the more we ask, the more beloved we become to Allah. In fact, the hadith states that when we don't ask, Allah becomes displeased. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. So what the poet says, لَا تَسْأَلَنَّ بَنِي آدَمَ حَاجَتُ وَسَلِ الَّذِي أَبْوَابُهُ لَا تُغْلَقُ. Ask that being whose doors never close. Allah gave us this Mubarak month. The fasting person, the last part of the night, the day of Jumu'ah. And my brothers, if we didn't know, this is a day which coincides with the Battle of Badr. Yawmul Furqan, it took place on the 17th day of Ramadan, and it was a Friday also. It was the most decisive battle of Islam, Yawmul Furqan, the day where Allah Ta'ala made, Allah drew the line between Haqq and Batil, between the truth and falsehood. So my brothers, وَسَّلِ الَّذِي أَبْوَابُهُ لَا تُغْلَقُ. Talk to that being whose doors never close. Any time, any condition. And there is no place in our deen ever, my brothers, for despondency. Sometimes, brothers, you know, a person feels that, no, man, my sins are too much. Allah won't forgive me. As a matter of fact, my brothers, I don't want to make this strong statement in the books of Aqidah, there are ulama over here, that for a person to hold a belief like that is very dangerous. That can Allah even forgive me? What does Allah say? Oh, the one who has transgressed the limit, Allah will forgive everything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if it equals to the foam on the ocean, and even if it equals to the clouds in the sky, I will forgive you, I will convert all that evil into good deeds. And wala ubali. I won't even matter. It doesn't concern me. What does Allah say in the Quran? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What does Allah have to achieve? We are the beloved of Allah. We are the best of His creation. Allah doesn't want to punish us. The way of prophethood, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Your Lord is most merciful, most beloved. إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. He is close, very close to responding to your call. Allah loves you, my brothers. Let's turn to Allah. So, وَسَلِ الَّذِي أَبْوَابُهُ لَا تُغْلَقُ فَاللَّهُ يَغْضَبْ إِن تَرَكْتَ سُؤَالًا. Allah becomes displeased when you stop asking. And وَبَنُوا آدَمْ حِينَ يُسْأَلُ يَغْضَبُ. The son of Adam is such that the more you ask him, the more displeased he becomes. So even if it is your own father or brother, he'll give you 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, 10 days. One day he also, his resources will be exhausted. But there is no, Allah, my brothers, there is no end to the treasures of Allah. So this is the time, this is the month. So we spoke about salah, we spoke about dua. Then my brothers, tilawatul Quran, tilawatul Quran. You know, regarding Quran, I always just suffice on this one point. You know, we don't like to be sometimes negative from the mimbar, but I have to mention this, my brothers, because we have to improve and we have to mend our ways also. Before I come to that, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the 52nd person to become a Muslim. He continued climbing the ranks till he became number 2 in the Ummah. What was the means of the Hidayat of Umar? My brothers, imagine a person in the time of prophethood, sword in hand. Where is he off to? He's going to do the unthinkable. He's going to take the life of the best of Allah's creation. He meets Sa'd radiallahu anhu on the way. Sa'd asks him, where are you off to? He says, I'm going to put an end to this scourge. We had enough of it. This person, this heretic, he has come over here, he has split our ranks. He declares our forefathers as deviants. He's come over here, he's divided our ranks. Sa'd radiallahu anhu tells him, you know what, hold on, before you think about that, go see what's the condition of your own house. Put your own house in order. Go see what's the condition of your sister and brother-in-law. He goes there, he understands the hint. He reaches the door and he hears Allah's kalam. طَهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى وَإِنْ تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى Allahu la ilaha illa hu lahul asma'ul husna. When it reaches this point, the shackles on the heart of Umar break and he comes into the fold of Islam. It was Allah's kalam, my brothers. Now my brothers, coming back to what I didn't want to say. The month of Ramadan, we have Taraweeh Salah. It is a gathering, it is the house of Allah, we have Salah with Quran. You know, at the back of the masjid, my brothers, whilst Salah is on and Quran, Allah's Kalam is being recited, people are busy in frivolous activities. We're talking about people in the house of Allah and in the close vicinity of the house of Allah. I don't want to elaborate too much on this. We have adults, we have children. Let's make an improvement, my brothers. On one hand, Allah's kalam impacted on the heart of Umar. He became Khalifa number 2. 2/3 of the dunya came under him. This is what Allah's kalam did. Allah's kalam is being distributed from this musalla every night. Forgive me for saying this, my brothers. But our children, our brothers, the people that we are bringing for Taraweeh, I feel it's a much more precarious, it's a much more dangerous situation. A person is in the house of Allah, in the majlis of Salah and Quran, and yet a person is involved in frivolous activities. It's unacceptable, my brothers. Let's make some improvement in this regard. My brothers, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعْتُمْ مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّكُمْ. If you know what this kalam is, if you know what this kalam is, wallah, you'll never ever reach satisfaction. That's why, imagine, you know, when a person, when he got an affinity with something, when a person, he's passionate about something, when a person, his day and night is for something, then Allah will give him more with that. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, up to now, there are masahib, copies of the Quran. The pages are worn down, it's tattered, torn. And some records mention that the very blood of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, when he was martyred, those masahib, those copies of the Quran are preserved up to this day. With the Quran open, his life was taken, he embraced shahadat. He used to say, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعْتُمْ مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّكُمْ. Had your heart been cleared enough, wallah, you'll never get enough of Allah's kalam. Then we won't be rushing, my brothers, for which is 55 minutes and which is 50 minutes, and we're done by 5 to 8 and 10 past 8. No, we'll enjoy it, my brothers. Open Allah's kalam. When last have you made a khatam of Quran, beginning to end? My brothers, to make a khatam of the Quran from beginning to end is an objective in itself. To make a khatam of Quran from beginning to end is an objective in itself. Yes, I know there are many people who read Yasin. We read Suratul Mulk and so on and so on. Wallah, there is hidayat, there is light, there is divine light in every single line, in every single letter, in every single word of Allah's kalam. Therefore, my brothers, take a page, write there that date commenced, date terminated. And keep it in the front of our Quran. And keep a record that through the year, alhamdulillah, I've completed so much. But my brothers, months are going, years are going, and Allah's kalam we are not touching. Listening to the Quran has got its place. Quran in salah has got its place. Yasin has got its place. But my brothers, to have a mushaf, a copy of the Quran, and to recite beginning to end is an objective in itself. This is one of the greatest means, my brother. If it impacted on the heart of Umar in that way, it'll impact on our heart. It must. It can never happen that Allah is saying that I have kept divine guidance and light in this, and we do it and we don't get it. That's impossible. Because Allah Ta'ala never goes against His word. And time is already up, brothers. The last thing is the remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he goes for Mi'raj, he meets Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam. Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam greets him and he says, I got a message for you. Take this message back to your ummah. Go and tell them that Jannat is green and lush, but the plantation and the cultivation of those orchards is the dhikr of Almighty Allah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah. Subhanallah, gharasun fil Jannah. Alhamdulillah, gharasun fil Jannah. La ilaha illallah gharasun fil jannah. We'll end up on this one very short incident. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and one of the 4 people who ruled over the entire world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him, Allah had subjugated the winds for him, as well as the jinn and many of the creation. On one occasion he is flying with his entourage. Whilst he is moving, there's a farmer below him. This riwayat is mentioned in Kitab al-Zuhd by Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah. Abdullah bin Mubarak is Imam Bukhari's ustad's ustad. This farmer, he sees, you know, Sulaiman alayhi salam moving in his pomp and glory. He utters a statement. Sulaiman alayhi salam orders that the entire entourage should halt. Everybody stop immediately. He descends, he comes down. He goes to the farmer, approaches him. What was it that I heard from you? Farmer is alarmed. He said, no, I looked at your kingdom and I looked at the way you are moving. And I said, Subhanallah. Sulaiman alayhi salam told him, that tasbihuka khayrun min hukumati Sulaiman kulliha. Your one tasbih is superior to the entire sovereignty of Sulaiman. This is the barakat of a person moving his lips. Just moving his lips and his tongue in the remembrance of Allah. Time is already up. I wanted to end up on something else, my brothers. But these are the four amal that let's apply ourselves. Let's see how much we can increase in our nawafil so that we get the benefit of the hadith al-Qudsi. وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. That my slave will continue applying himself until I love him. And when I love him, I will become his. And then when he asks of me, I will bestow him. And when he seeks protection and deliverance from anything, I will protect him. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.